it was an opportunity for the local community public representatives and then POS to sit down around a table and to hear, you know, at first hand the importance of retaining the post office network in Dunleary. And I think it says a lot about POS that, you know, they were willing to travel down from one of their executives from the GPO came down to listen to the community at first hand. And hopefully we've impressed them the need to maintain the service in the area. They have informed us that in that small community, they've received 59 submissions over the last 2 weeks, and the submissions have now closed as of Friday, and that they'll make a decision within the next 2 weeks in terms of the future of the post office network. And we're all just waiting, hoping that that will be a positive one.
Now, as you say, almost 60 submissions were made. Do you feel that this will make a difference to the overall outcome of the future of the post office?
Well, as I said to the individuals from POS today, they have listened to the community in the past when they, you know, there was a threat that Bunbeg Post Office would close. The community spoke out. When there was a threat that Letchamacca Ward would close, the community spoke out. And POS listened on those occasions. So hopefully we'll hear the same again. And I think it's, you know, happening at a good time tomorrow. I'll be speaking in the Dáil where on a motion in relation to the future of the post office networks. We know that there's potentially 700 post offices that could close over the next number of years, and that motion, hopefully that will have the support of the Dáil when it's voted upon at the end of the week, will be calling for a stay of execution in relation to these post offices. And I think that won't go unheard with POS either. I think it would be very difficult for POS to announce a closure of a post office if the Dáil votes to actually keep them open and for the government to come forward with a plan. So hopefully that will provide the breathing space that the Dunleary community need and deserve.